Introduction to Poetry. I ask them to take a poem and hold it up to the light like a color slide, or press an ear against its hive. I say, drop a mouse into a poem and watch him probe his way out, or walk inside the poem's room and feel the walls for a light switch. I want them to water ski across the surface of a poem, waving at the author's name on the shore. But all they want to do is tie the poem to a chair with a rope and torture a confession out of it. They begin beating it with a hose to find out what it really means. Introduction to Poetry by Billy Collins. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Nate. Let's have a fun hour together. Shout out to the person playing this from their car as I walked up. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. I took a deep breath. I probably spend like 25% of the show complaining about the temperature in here. And, you know, right now it feels pretty good because it's like really muggy outside and it's nice to come into like an extremely not humid room. Very nice. Very nice. Anyway, that was All My Friends from LCD Sound System, which like I think is like, if you don't know what that song is, just on like just straight up, that's like the barrier to entry of this show is your emotional response to like that song. And I gotta be careful with that one. Cannot play it after like 4 p.m. So shout out to the guy in the car when I'm taking my walk from Ball Square to Curtis Hall. Like, just play, just ripping that song in the morning. Because, like, radio, like, let's be honest. Like Words isn't playing that song. No radio, even, like, whatever, XM radio. I don't know who's doing that. But nobody's, like, playing that song. But it's an extremely popular song, which everyone should listen to. You just got to watch out. If you play it at night, alone, it's going to make you really, really sad. You have to play that song, like, on the heels of hanging out with people. And then it's like a tough one, you know. But and I'll say this, and a shout out to Jordan, listener, and potentially new listener, whose name I have forgotten. So I apologize to Jordan's friend. Did end up going to that Rostam show. It was great. Weeknight, Wednesday night show. Your boy can still hang. A lot of fun and really just great to get out there. Perfect show. I mean, the musicality, the showmanship, everything. Great. This is at the Sinclair. And it's like, yeah, I don't have to go to the city. I can, like, remain with my people in Cambridge. Not my people, but, like, people I know. A tribe I understand in, like, you know, in those ways. And also, like, a Cambridge I can handle, which is, like, school's out. The school's out weeknight. It had rained a little bit. That's like a completely basically silent but populated Cambridge. I can do. That's what I can do. Great. And that's where my friends were, and they were at that show. And then, yeah, but if you listen to a song like that, like Biking Home, which I do, I cannot recommend enough. And this was told to me by Patrick McPherson. One of the first things he ever said about living in Boston, I was like, how is it here? Molly and I were visiting. And he goes, biking down Mass Ave at night after a show in the summer is one of the greatest feelings a person can have. And I don't know if he like teed me up to have that feeling or I just like latched onto it, whatever it is. It's the greatest feeling in the world. Biking home from a show. Quiet, but not too quiet. I will say this. The other one that's awesome is when you go see the fireworks and you walk from Cambridge to Somerville and all the streets are closed and they close Mass Ave and you basically just walk in a giant group at like 1 a.m. all the way back. That was very good. You want to be part of a very like, I don't like being in crowds too much, like big crowds, but like a directed crowd under like low circumstance. I'm in on that. I imagine that it's what it's like to be like in cattle being driven, which is on my mind. Finished Lonesome Dove, by the way, heartbreaking, and even more heartbreaking towards the end. That doesn't let up. Some good resolutions, but even still, like you can't be like stoked at the end of it. Anton, if you are listening, tell me where you're at and tell me what you think. And yeah, I imagine like if you're a cattle, if as long as like things are good. You know, you're not as a you're not worried about sort of the existential threats that the herdsmen are also worried about. You're just sort of like, you know, being guided along. And I imagine that's the same as walking through Cambridge. To those of you also watching the World Cup, I am too, and I am just thirsty for your input on all these games. And also too, just like USA all the way. It's been great. I'm stoked. More on that after this grouping. And also, as I have learned that they are playing Daft Punk every time France scores, I have an idea for another country's goal song. And it's not this, so don't like think that it is, because this is also like not, I mean, this is not, this is, they wouldn't do this. Like, Norway wouldn't do this, but like this isn't my suggestion, but Norway wouldn't do this. That's the deal. But we'll see. I don't know. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Reform Radio. My name's Nate. We listened to really the three songs that you would listen to if you were listening to this show. Up Against the Wall by Peter Bjorn and John, Water by Rah Rah Riot, and Sprawl 2, parentheses, Mountains Beyond Mountains by Arcade Fire. But you knew that already. And the thing is about that song, specifically Sprawl 2, that's going to be one of those songs that I'm going to be hearing upon entering the shoe store, because it's a real millennial, like, dog whistle type song. But I love it. And I like, it's Mountains Beyond Mountains. And you're like, and it's a song, it really is a song about, like, not going to the shoe store, that's for sure. But I wonder if that's the same way my dad would feel when we'd, like, go somewhere and, I don't know, like, CCR was playing in the background and he's like, yeah, hell yeah, you know? Like, we're going to buy some fish, but also, I don't love what the government did in Vietnam. It's great. I guess you're sort of, like, listening out of both sides of your ears, but also just, like, the nostalgia piece of it of, like, no, I like this song, and I like hearing it way more times than not. And also sort of the apophatic refrain of, like, I need the darkness, so please cut the lights. I love that. As like a sort of judgmental sorbiquit on modernity, being like, yeah, electric light is really, like, the thing that has screwed all of us up. And, like, the thing that if we can maybe get out of it, there's that. I want to shout out to the children listening to this show, especially the ones who might be sick home from school. Tara, thanks for sharing that. And also, I was informed by Andrew that biking home from Fenway after a game is also awesome. And it's true, because Fenway can be crazy up until and including, I heard 4 a.m. It used to be 2, is like everything's got to shut down at 2, which, like, Fenway, Lansdowne Street at 2 o'clock exactly in the morning is, like, a wild place when everything's, like, kind of shutting down and letting out, but they're selling sausages on the street. It's like being, it's like walking to a baseball game, but also walking, you're going home. That was, you know, shout out to the very brief stint in my life where I ran sound for Loretta's Last Call. There's a reason I do not do that anymore. And anyway, yeah, I think that for the World Cup, they, like, increased it to 4 a.m. For the Scots and now English folks that are here. And I did see that Boston's relationship with Scotland has been solidified. Mayor Wu signed a proclamation, a declaration. I don't know how binding legally any of these are, that Glasgow is now a sister city of Boston, which, like, the World Cup, man. All it took was, like, a couple of days of the Tartan Army being around, befriending cultural touchstone Gronk. One of my favorite comments made this week was asking, is Gronk Scottish? And the response was, I think Gronk is Gronk. whatever like local Nessun thing that they did where they were just like walking around the city. But like, you gotta love Gronk is like, you know, as much as I despised the Patriots, especially the teams that specifically he was on, as like an ambassador to the city, as a person building parks along the Esplanade, I'm for it. And like, you just can't be mad at somebody who's like, you know what you see is what you get here. And he's sort of this like lovable sort of doofus. That every city needs a lovable doofus. And as long as they don't like make any weird bad decisions, I don't hear anything about Gronk. His handlers are up to the Gronk Fufler task of managing him. This large man who's just like got the sensibility of a Labrador. Then we're fine. Then off into the distance. That's fine. I don't want him on an analyst board. And this is also, I texted this to some people this week throughout the World Cup. Thierry Henry, awesome. Arsenal, awesome. FIFA 2002 computer game, awesome in that. And then also Zlatan Ibrahimovic, which, like, if you read the I Am Zlatan book, dog, There are other books. You only have so much time on this earth. You shouldn't have read that book. And if you're thinking about it, don't. I saw that book on the shelf of somebody that I would go on to later, kind of like not like very much. And I'm like, no, makes sense now. And the reason for that isn't because they're wonderful soccer players. They are. They're both great. Here's the thing. You're rarely good at two things, okay? Not everyone's Chuck, who can like be awesome at basketball and also be like a really just good, also good-hearted, like broadcast analyst and can be entertaining. Some of this stuff is like painful when they cut to the halftime, and it's just like Thierry Henry's like, I thought that they looked good, and this is going to be a tough match for them, and a goal will help. And then Zlatan just being like, yes, a goal will help. And then, like, the bar is, you know, the absolute lowest when it's like, oh, I think the U.S. can win. And everyone's like, wow, that's a headline right there. Zlatan Ibrahimovic said your team could win. Okay, all right, whatever. But the thing, again, there are really entertaining people who can talk about sports that just didn't play. And I think the reason why they're entertaining is they didn't play. Their minds are working in different ways. Like, I'm sure if a time machine existed or some sort of, like, you know, anti-aging drug existed, that those guys would leave the studio and go back onto the pitch the first second they got a chance. I want the guy talking who would never take that opportunity, who would rather talk about the game than play it, because that's the person that's going to be interesting, and it's the person that's going to understand what his audience wants to hear. Like the Men in Blazers guy or whatever. Those guys are like eloquent, funny, close to the game, definitely like aren't ever going to be confused as being like former athletes. But yeah, rarely are you good at two things. Rarely are you good at like Italian club football and also writing a book. Okay, if you want to know, that's like, it's like Wayne Gretzky. Like every time like Wayne Gretzky is like, oh hey, he's gonna be like a coach or a GM or whatever, and it's like, this guy's not gonna be good at that, because if you're really, really good at sports, it's very difficult to explain why you're good at sports. It's the reason why like very few former players make very, very good coaches. It's like, hey, go out there and just be better than everyone, you know. That's not going to work. And also just too, like, and especially in Ibrahimovic's case, just like the ego of like, I am good at this. I am the person who's going to like solve this problem, or just like my own force of will carry this team. You don't want that guy broadcasting or like talking about the game. So anyway, this is a rant. I know that there's some sort of like Alexi Lawless Ibrahimovic or something, I don't know, like feud. It doesn't matter. Lawless is actually pretty good, is just like a contrarian, an accountable contrarian. But he's also like, again, we need some entertainment in the football space. That's really how you know as a footballing nation we've made the step, is that when it's not just, you know, I don't know, like the freaking just Alexi Lawlesses of the world, they're just like, hey, I touched a football one time in competition, but now I'm just like going to talk about it. It's like when there's like a sort of second tier entertainment factor involved in all of these things, like there is in other countries. When I was living in France during the 2010 World Cup, there was just so much entertainment around it. It wasn't just analysts of the games, it was like a celebration of the tournament itself. A lot of fun. I've got some more, okay? And as I understand, listener Andrew, huge fan of France, ride and lay blues until the end. I think they can do it. Mbappe, it's kind of bananas that like Messi breaks the record and then Mbappe's like just sitting right there like, no, there's basically zero chance this thing stands. And it also kind of just speaks to how ridiculous his last two World Cups have been. But a lot of fun. And yeah, France is a real team. And there's a lot to like there. And just because this is a band that I know he's also listening to, this one's for you, Andrew.
beneath the cherry tree and listen to the grass and horses as they pass. And I wake up in the light across the mountainside. And I sleep beside a fire I built with burning tires. Sunlight on your eyelids, you're sleeping. Oh, oh, sunlight on your back, you're dreaming. Oh,
the Cambridge Consumers Council can help you negotiate a dispute with the business, your landlord, debt collectors, and more. The CCC works in cooperation with the Massachusetts Attorney General's Office to serve both the residents and the customers of businesses located in Cambridge, Somerville, and Waltham. While they do not enforce the law, they can inform you of your consumer rights and mediate your complaints before you choose to take legal action. They take walk-ins and mail to 831 Mass Ave, mentioned again, Cambridge, Massachusetts 02139. Feel free to call at 617-349-6150 or email consumer@cambridgema.gov to speak directly with an investigator, and follow them on Twitter at Cambridge LLC for important consumer information. All of their services are free of charge. If you feel you have been the victim of unfair or deceptive business practices, then please contact the Cambridge Consumers Council and get the help that you need. Mass Ave, mentioned once again several times on the show. I don't know what the opposite of a stray is in modern parlance, but Mass Ave is catching them on this show. Few more. I mentioned that when Canada scores, they should have a goal song. What that goal song should be, it should be picked by me, and it should be this song.
We used to leave the blue lights on, and there was a beat. Ever since you have been gone, it's all caffeine-free, faux punk fatigue, said it all before. Come back, baby. Fight off the left.
Okay, I think that's going to do it for me. And I'm just going to tell you what I played. Yeah, it was, well, all that. Yeah, Adelaide by Requiem Chagrin, a song, a band that really just, you know, Andrew and I have been listening to, and pretty much nobody else out there. Wood by Rostam, of course. And then the song that I submit as the goal song for the Canadian national team is Combat Baby by Metric. I was going to do this whole thing where I'm like, I'm going to pick the goal songs for every team. And that was like a real that's a real colonialist mindset of me. Pretty quickly decided that I maybe Canada and I don't even know about like the U.S. Like I can come up with some, but they're not going to be the ones you want. And then I was like, you know what? That's not a good idea. We'll do Canada as the deal. But that's about it. And that shows that your host here on Fast and Loose is humble. You've been listening to 91.5 FM. Tufts Reform Radio. That's WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate. The name of the show has been Fast and Loose. You want to stick around for music you might otherwise miss with TK. He's coming up here. And enjoy that World Cup. Enjoy Thursday night. And I will talk to you next week. I'm going on a brief vacation over the weekend, but I will be back. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you out there.